A very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is already day 6, 22nd, oh sorry, 23rd, October 2023, Monday. So we will continue with our more stringent program. After yesterday's taking of the Bodhisattva vow, followed by all the beautiful sharing as usual, today we shall have another good day. Then after that, maybe another two sessions, day 7, day 8, we will have the preliminary closing ceremony on day 8. Day 9 is like preparing to expression of thanks to the temple committee. Then at the same time, we will develop a lot of wholesomeness and rejoicing by presenting the account, the donations, and all those things. Then after that, we can have the group photo. So Suyang suggests any other day that is sunny, good weather, maybe we can have our group photo earlier. I say don't worry, just let things be. But it's okay, should be okay. If you want to have it early, better. At least we take the group photo outside. We are outside, if the weather is not conducive, you may not be able to do it. Okay? Okay, let us compose our mind, develop the faith, Saddha, Virya. Then mindfully, we shall do the simplified morning chanting. We will chant the usual salutation. We will chant the Mahayana salutation, followed by the Arahant, the Theravada tradition, so that people understand whether Mahayana or Theravada, they are all connected, no different. When you understand both teachings, they came from the Buddha. In different era, different teaching were emphasized and taught. So for those who have the understanding, they will know no different. Except I explained yesterday, the extent of cultivation and practice is different. One is basic, superficial prajna, enough to free your mind, liberate your mind, and birth and death. That is the choice of living being. Most people are contented with that, so they strive on with heedfulness. The word is strive on with heedfulness. Without heedfulness, you cannot strive. You must develop heedfulness. Then you realize all the Dhammapada verses on heedfulness, Appamadavagga, stress upon heedfulness. Especially Dhammapada verse 21. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless, the heedful never die. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead, the heedless I see dead. So you cannot be heedful in the midst of life. There is no way you can develop the spiritual understanding and the meditation. So that strive on is not an effort. That strive on is when you develop the heedfulness, then only you strive, means determined to go all out. To the Buddha, this is what you need to do. If you don't do this, you are wasting your life. That's why before he passed away, he don't even want to tell you anything except develop heedfulness and strive on. Don't be like deluded anymore. Wake up. See the importance of heedfulness. Then determine, strive on with heedfulness. Okay? Okay, now we start. Namo Virochana Buddha. Namo Virochana Buddha. Namo Virochana Buddha. 那么本师释迦牟尼佛，那么本师释迦牟尼佛，那么本师释迦牟尼佛，那么观世音菩萨，那么观世音菩萨，那么观世音菩萨，那么阿弥陀佛，那么阿弥陀佛，那么阿弥陀佛，那么弥勒佛。那么弥勒佛，那么弥勒佛，那么地藏王菩萨，那么地藏王菩萨，那么地藏王菩萨，那么普贤菩萨，那么普贤菩萨，那么普贤菩萨，那么文殊菩萨，那么文殊菩萨，那么文殊菩萨，那么佛菩萨。那么佛菩萨，那么佛菩萨，阿拉汉萨玛萨布多巴嘎瓦，布当巴嘎万当阿比瓦提米。娑嘎多巴嘎瓦达达摩。Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Then you can visit, then we will chant theSalutation. Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Atasa BhagavatoArahato Sama Sambuddhasa Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang GacchamiDutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang GacchamiTatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Okay, now I will administer the precept for you. Turn to page 1 of your chanting book. Oh, never mind. We turn to page 5 straight away. Yeah? Oh, page 4. Okay.Develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall renew the precept. For those who take 5, you chant until 5. For those who take 8, you chant the full. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Adinatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyamiBrahmacharya Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Suramiraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadang SamadhiyamiVikala Bhojana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Nacakita Vadita Visukha ดาสนะมันลากันดาเวลิปานะดารณะมันดานะวิบุสัญญาตานะเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาธิยานิปูชาสายนะมหาสายนะเวรมณีสิกขาปะทังสมาธิยานิอิมานิอัตตาสิกขาปะทานิสีลินะสุขันตินยันติสีเลนะโบกสัมปดานสีเลนะนิปุญจิงยันติตัสมาสิดังวิโสเต The meanings are These are the 8 precepts or 5 precepts. Sila or virtue is a source of spiritual happiness. Sila or virtue is a source of spiritual wealth. Sila or virtue is a source of spiritual peacefulness of mind.Therefore, let sila or precept be purified and kept. Okay, we chant together. Imani atta sika padani samadhiyami. Imani atta sika padani samadhiyami. Imani atta sika padani samadhiyami. The meaning is, I undertake these 8 precepts. Repeat 3 times. Then we all respond together. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.Okay, now we shall do our morning exercise. You get hold your weight, then we move over the other side.
Thank you.
Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghaṃ namāmi. Okay, you all can be seated. We will do about 25 minutes of awareness-based meditation, but this time we will do the long potian on hand movement. So can somebody off the light? Just off the light. All the switches there off it. Including the one in the box. Okay. So I will set the alarm first. Okay. So what you do is you relax body and mind, then develop the sitting posture. Learn how to relax your leg, because your leg, when you sit cross-legged at the bend there, there will be a constriction of flow of qi. So most of the time, you are not relaxed, pain will develop. Understand? Yeah. Then you find it very tense. Then together with those who lack training, mindfulness training, awareness-based training, they will think a lot, the mental hindrance will come. That's why sometimes you will feel, you will think a lot, restless. Then sometimes you feel sleepy. Then sometimes you feel like very restricted, not able to move. Then you try to move. Then for no reason, your backbone is long. Then you feel, in fact, most people feel sleepy. Your early morning, you wake up. You didn't develop the spiritual faculty through all the chanting, developing the faith, sadha, virya, then cultivate daily mindfulness in the midst of everything you do. From the moment you wake up, aware, mindful, how you come out of the bed, how you move your blanket or if at home, comforter, everything aware. Then when you sleep, relax, maintain awareness, then every activity, movement, like vibration or what, aware, 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 aware. Then the thought will slow down or stop completely. Then you feel that you maintain awareness with continuous mindfulness very easily. The key is relax. Like you very relax, the whole body and mind like settle down. That is like the whole body drop into a very relaxed state. And when it drops into a very relaxed state, there are a lot of movement inside there. One. You can feel it. One. Then the awareness is aware of it. Then wherever there is contact also, the vibration is everywhere. But because you are not mindful, you are not sensitive, that's why you cannot detect it. Okay? Yeah, so now we do the dynamic meditation. I taught you before. So now I will do. For those who cannot see, maybe you shift your position to the center also can, so that you can see, then you go back and do yourself. Okay? Most important thing is relax, body and mind, completely relax. Then silence everything, don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Then both your hands on the laps. I have to hold the mic, I will just do on the left. Then after that, you move. The first movement is the hand becomes straight like that. From here away, then you start to move it up your awareness. Every of this movement, initially, it may not be a smooth flow. You develop awareness. Until you reach the top here, the top. Then awareness again by turning your hand and moving in. It can be slow, no need to hurry. Then later on, when you are skillful, it's very, very slow. The tempo, the speed depends on you. So when you can do it, it will adjust itself. Then when you reach your heart, stay there for a few seconds. Then after that, move again. As you move, the awareness will detect. Then later on, there is an energy, a chi from your palm. You can feel it very strong. Then it will activate your heart. That's why you stay there for a while. Then relax and continue to be mindful and move it down. You will go through your stomach. Then when you reach your tan tian, which is about 3 inches below your navel, stay there a few seconds. Then after that, repeat the whole process, reversing it, moving it up, mindful. Then when you reach the heart again, stop for a few seconds, maybe 3 or 4 seconds, then you move up again, mindful.
Then vertical. Again, mindfully move down until it touches your knee again. Yeah? Then relax. Then use the other hand. Repeat the same. Okay, now I let you do on your own. Okay. The alarm will ring after the 25 minutes. Okay.
You can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. On the other light some more. The other thing that I need you all to learn is, as long as you are relaxed, maintaining awareness, that is the training. So don't worry about the method and the technique. The method and the technique are skillful means to anchor. You find that you cannot naturally relax and then awareness, then you do. But technically, it's not necessary. People use method and technique to anchor the mind so it doesn't run. But the long Pathian one is good because that one there is something for your mind to do, but you are actually mindful of your very, very relaxed, fine movement. So that movement has a few benefits. You can develop it at your own pace, following your development of sati. Then, like I say, when you become very skillful, that mindfulness is like no gap one. Every movement is like, I have to use sound to express it, like ta 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 ta. Like, you realize that every movement is like one movement, one movement, one movement, one movement. Right? Then later on, all these movements like continuous, ta 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 ta, but no sound. Then there are completely no thought inside there. Then when you move it to make it more continuous, you will be engulfed in sati. Yeah. But this one is the building up of sati through your dynamic meditation, which is very good, very good. Then the other benefit is the qi and the energy that you build up through mindfulness. This is mindfulness energy, not the yin-yang thought based on. You don't involve thought, you involve the awareness and the movement. So these are pure awareness energy. Then when it moves and hit the heart, it helps you to activate the heart area. Then after that, wherever it touches, it becomes very sensitive, it can detect. Then when you are good, your hand is always with the qi. Then you can become mindful very naturally. Then remember to relax. Whatever build up, like I say, relax into it. The more you relax, the more refined the sati is. But finally, this one also end up activating your heart. Then later on, you can just drop it. But if you want to continue because you find it useful, no harm. Then more important is when you are not doing it, when you are relaxed, even you go back to the normal relaxed awareness sitting posture, you must understand when you relax in a normal posture, the awareness will be there already. Don't try to be aware, but you just relax. Then everything will like, you know, it's relaxing, the tension, the stress, the whatever, it will become like completely no resistance, but like everything settle down, and you become like cotton, resolved. Then all this movement, your awareness can detect one. It's like a lot of movement inside one. Every time it relaxes and go in deeper, you can feel it one. It's like a lot of tactile thing. But that tactile is not really tactile, it's your awareness that detect it one. Then after that you realize you become very quiet, very still. Then you are very soft. Then you feel very light, very peaceful, very tranquil, very still. That's how you meditate. Don't resist, don't force, don't allow arise the thought to do anything. Just relax. Then when you can do that in the sitting, when you lie down, a lot more easier. You lie down completely, the body, in a very relaxed manner, like Joey came to know. No crossing of leg, nothing. Then you relax into every mind state that arises. Don't try to know, don't try to... Then let the awareness pick up all the activity. Whether it go through your senses or within your tactile. Initially is your tactile, your kaya, every part of your kaya. There is a lot of movement inside there. A lot of vibration. Just relax. You feel very good. You settle down very fast. My last guy say, relax, maintain awareness, and enjoy. Really, you enjoy. Because you feel so still, so tranquil, so peaceful, so relaxed. Then all your stress gone. Then with this type of pure awareness energy, later on when you are able to go to the heart, it will be able to actually bring about a lot of transformation in you. It can also develop into the pure energy to heal you. So initially is to make you sensitive at the heart area. Yeah. So a lot of people don't understand what cultivation is. When we do the puja, when you pay respect, when you do the homage, why must we use the hand in the angelic position? It's because the Buddha knew not only it is a sign of respect and reverential salutation like sadhu or amitabha, but there is a awareness energy built up in your palm. Then this one point towards the heart. We are always here, understand? Then whatever you do mindful, even when you bow and come up, you end up here. You end up here. It's like long po tien one. When you move until the heart there, you end up there. That's why I just stay for a while. Then you move it down. If you want to activate the tan tien, it can. But the mindfulness, that one is not the thought. The other one, the qi gong, maybe they use the thought to actually send the energy there. Or to activate that thing. So if you don't have mindfulness, awareness, you don't have the Dhamma, you actually is doing it with a bit of danger. Danger in the sense that the yin-yang imbalance can happen. Then all the thought energy before you become enlightened, they have yin-yang because you don't have wisdom. You don't have equanimity, you don't have understanding. So this yin-yang energy has delusion, has fear, has defilement, has all the evil roots. And they are not pure. So because of that, you use it, it becomes thought-based energy. So you may activate it, but it will release that type of kundalini energy, or they call chakra energy, that you don't understand. You got no control. And your yin-yang is not balanced. Sometimes the energy that is being released from all these tan tien and chakra point, or they call it kundalini point, they actually can create a lot of extreme heat and cold and many other things. Then when you activate this, the mara can see. The mara can see. It's like you play with energy. It's like 人在江湖. Then when you touch psychic, without you knowing it, other in the kung fu arena, they will know one. Oh, this guy got psychic one. Then they come and test you. Then a lot of this trouble. That's how thought-based energy feel there is a danger. But you do mindfulness, no thought involvement, awareness. It will become very natural, very beautiful, and the energy very still. And that one is a free mind. Yeah. But when you develop a continuous, then it becomes absorption. Then you go into a Parama Samadhi. Excuse me. You can experience it, feel it, no problem, no harm. Then all of the jhanic factor or absorption type of energy or what, then how it actually cut off your senses or what, you can understand, you can develop it. But later on, release it out. Release out to back to normal awareness, then develop the daily mindfulness. That's why just I told you. Whatever posture you are, relax, be natural. Standing aware means aware in a relaxed manner. Because our force support is relax into every mindset. Relax first, then maintain awareness. So when you are relaxed, you maintain awareness. You don't focus, understand? You don't fix. You just, the awareness is flowing with whatever bodily posture or movement. So kayanupasana is to develop the continuous mindfulness awareness. Once you develop that, then you have sati. Then once you stabilize it, you become ever mindful. So ever mindful is the first stage. That one, sainthood way. So when you are ever mindful, it will be able to develop the wisdom, the constantly meditative through your observation with the silent mind, through your mindful. You will see a lot of things, your form and mind, whatever there is going on. That's why I say you will come to know who are you, what are you, all those things. So they only do all this at the sound. Then they develop the uniso manaskara, the understanding, then they transform. Then after that, they continue to develop all the stability of mindfulness to make sure that the precepts are well kept. That's why sense restraint become possible. Yeah, when your initial wisdom is there, this is the one that prompt you and prevent you from stirring, prevent you from reacting, getting angry, becoming lustful, craving, you know. All this automatically take care. Sleepiness all cannot arise with it. Yeah, when you are aware, mindful, ever mindful, it becomes smadhi. Your mind is like collected, unwavering. At the moment of sense experience, it does not stir, does not waver. Then it can see things as they are. It can understand the movement. Then the universal characteristic, you can insight the phenomena. Then you develop all this understanding, then it's stable. But most of them, they just do that. That's why sainthood way. And you go through the stages of sainthood. The first stage of sainthood, sotapanna, sakadagami, anagami, then arahat. But they don't go to the pure awareness, that nature there. Whereas what we do is, after you stabilize already, I teach you the fourth support, remember? The fourth support? Trust. Understand? Trust. What is trust? Trust your nature to do. You don't do anymore. The thought cannot get involved. Understand? So when you stay at the heart, because you already have the stability of mindfulness and awareness, means your awareness is without thought. Understand? And that gateway, only with the awareness without thought, you can detect it. Understand? The moment you detect it, it activates by itself. Your whatever mindfulness energy or qi or whatever energy you develop externally, they will all melt inside. When it melts inside, it's very different. You will know. Then all become pure energy after you go through. It's like, the gateway is like the nature's gateway. You enter that nature. Once you enter that nature, inside there is all pure energy. Whatever that flow in is pure energy. Then after that, it will transform you inside, the pure energy. It will activate whatever that need to be activated. The chakra, the nadi, your whole body becomes like different. Then you like completely tune until the vibration very fine, very still. Yeah, these are pure wisdom energy. Then the more stable you become, the more skillful you become, you're able to relax, maintain. Then that trust is very important. That trust means that nature do the movement by itself. I won't call it meditation. It activate it. Wherever it's supposed to heal you, it will heal you. Then it activate. Then it will transform your internal awareness, consciousness, until it become very fine, very fine, very fine. Over a period of, for me, it's after I locate the gateway, I develop it continuously throughout the day for 9 months. Maybe because of my past also. Then the mundane mind, which is very gross up there, cannot take it. Then it starts to develop the movement before it collapses. When it collapses, your nature shines forth. There is nothing to cloud you. The mundane mind is very gross. A lot of images. That's why the Buddha called it mental formation, mental state. Very gross type of mind state. To me, that one is very cholon. You know a cholon. Not refined. Not refined. So what happened is, after that one collapse, the supramundane nature shine forth. It's like no mind inside there. Everything is like very light, very fine, very tranquil. Is still there? If no mind, how can I know? How can I perceive? How can I? Everything I can still do, you know, but inside there, like no mind, you know, very light, like the brain, nothing inside there, no resistance thing. Then last time, the very gross one, all over the memory, keep on creating thought, all disappear. That's that. They call it the gross mind with all the mental formation, images, the worry, the fear. This brain like loses its ability to condition the supramundane mind into that old, very cholo type of mundane mind. So you feel the big difference, then you realize, oh, no wonder the Buddha said mindfulness, awareness. But the same root way don't go to that extent. No. The mundane mind don't collect means what? They have the wisdom born of sati, mindfulness, yoniso manasikara. But they don't have the mundane, they don't have the supramundane mind because the mundane mind is still there. But the mundane mind is not a problem to them because of the wisdom. So what happened is, the Mahayana knew this. He said the arahant, the enlightenment, or the nibbana that you realize is with outflow. You understand? With outflow. Normally you go through cessation, where got outflow? But as a human being, the arahant still got thought, understand? Still got five aggregate. And the thought is still like outflow, understand? This one is also birth and death, isn't it? You understand now? Not the segmented form and mind that take rebirth, but birth and death of thought, understand now? That's why they say go outflow, understand now? Low, they use the Mandarin word, haiyu, low, means you haven't finished this part, understand? Haven't finished this part means you are not taking the bodhisattva way, you are not with this pure awareness nature, understand now? Or sometimes they call it the pure consciousness. Well, I don't want you to use the word consciousness because consciousness is part of the mundane mind, understand? When you become conscious. But actually the pure vijnana is the pure consciousness. But this one is actually awareness only. Before you actually become conscious, understand? The moment you become conscious, this receptacle will create the movement and trigger of the five aggregate for my mind, the mental. Understand? So all this you will understand. Now you clearer about the process of mind. You know why this one has to come to you. This is for those going the bodhisattva way, otherwise you cannot understand. Okay? Well, this one is very important. That's why I say the sainthood way, they stay here only. But don't go and comment, no. Hey, but they say you superficial pranya only, no. You don't do it. Forget about it. Yeah. You talk about it, you get into big trouble. Means you're trying to prove what? You are better. Understand, no? Forget about it. People cannot understand you talk about this for what? It's just like the example I give. They only learn up to maybe form 3. To them, what is maths or arithmetic? Addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. Then form 3, maybe they do a little bit of trigonometry and all those things. Understand? Then you tell them, hey, got integration, no? Got further maths, no? Got calculus, no? The fellow say, you mad. My teacher has been teaching me. Only this one. This is maths, arithmetic. That's why they cannot understand. But if they have seen the education system, they have experience and gone, then they know that after form 5, you still got form 6 under there. Arithmetic, normal maths become pure maths. Applied maths become pure maths. Then mechanic under there. Then you go to uni, further maths, understand? Then engineering, you got Fourier series and all sorts of
mathematical teaching. So these are the things that the normal secondary school student never learned. Because it's not required, as at their level, with that form 5, form 3, enough already can come out and work already. Last time, can become a teacher, can become a nurse, can become a technician. They're very happy during my era. We have good salary compared to worker, laborer, the messenger. So all these are the understanding. I have to give you this analogy that you can understand. But in the spiritual field, it's totally different. But because you all did the awareness base, and you all have the sharing and the understanding from the Heart Sutta, you know the movement of this, then from here to here is very easy. But when you know the movement of this, and nobody tell you that there is this, the sinful way one, you cannot go this way, understand? It's just like you after Form 5, nobody teach you Form 6 and university thing. How can you know about the university onward on? Then the graduate program, master program, PhD program. I mean, these are society's worldly type of scientific knowledge and courses and understanding. Then they have management. Then now more and more of the new courses because depend on demand. Now a lot of mental patients. There's a lot of psychiatrists, a lot of psychologists. Then a lot of those that you go and consult one, I don't know what you call them.
Therapist.
Consultant, con people. Everything also con one. Contractor also con, consultant also con. A con man also con. Okay, the alarm went off already.
Okay.
Pay our respect, then go for breakfast. Okay. Okay.